one of the reasons I love the job of being treasurer so much, in addition to the fact that it's independently elected, is that it's really a job for a business leader and innovator. And at the McCord Treasury, we've been able to show, you know, just how much that can mean to the tune of hundreds upon hundreds of millions of dollars and even billions of dollars, particularly helping senior citizens, also helping students and families who are trying to make college more affordable through the 529 program, and also helping all taxpayers who want to see the cost per government service go down instead of up, because we generate so much more in the way of revenue than Treasury costs. So I've loved bringing a couple of decades of business experience to an independently elected office.
And so tell us about that business experience you brought into this office 4 years ago, and where specifically has it been most helpful?
Well, I had worked in venture capital as an investor and as an entrepreneur and as a leader in a couple of different business environments, in particular helping technology-oriented companies grow. And that had been a ton of fun, and we'd helped create a couple of thousand jobs. And obviously, in the wake of the distress of 2008, I came into office in 2009, that proved to be a very valuable experience. And if you think about the treasurer's office, in addition to helping seniors, anybody who relies on pensions and helping students and focusing on efficiency, another way of carving up the job is to say, well, what roles do you play? And you're really a CIO, a chief investment officer, helping to invest $80 billion each year. And in addition to that, you're a CEO running, as you mentioned, all these different bureaus with reduced number of employees. We're down about 20% in terms of budget, number of employees. I didn't take a state car. I'm doing more with less. You know, there are a lot of examples of that, even as we are able to increase as opposed to decrease revenues. And you're also a fiscal watchdog. And there, my background in business has helped a lot because we get a lot more return for the taxpayers per dollar spent on things like audits. And that stuff can really matter. For example, in unclaimed property, which people often don't think about, but it's a couple $1 billion, we pay for ourselves many times over each year, generating more than $110 million a year in positive cash flow.
You mentioned the billions of dollars worth of investments you oversee as state treasurer. How have those investments been faring on your watch?
We've had record strong returns. If you take the 3-year average for the 3 full fiscal years I've been in office, the lowest of the 3 large pools of capital that I'm an elected fiduciary, is what they call it when you're a decision maker on investments, is 10.9%, and that's net of fees. I always hate it when people give you returns, what they call gross of fees, and I'm like, no, tell me what we're really taking home here. So 10.9% is well ahead of the assumed rate of return, so we're doing very strong work there. We have increased returns with reduced risk as measured by volatility. So that is a fundamentally strong piece of work worth billions of dollars. There's still tons of work to be done on the pensions, by the way. But that has a lot to do, frankly, with bringing the governor and the legislature to the table and doing the right thing. We've had a failure of leadership on a bipartisan basis when it comes to the correct approaches on pensions.
So what role does the treasurer have in digging Pennsylvania out of the $40 billion unfunded liability in CSRS and PSRS?
First, I like to highlight that in the unfunded liability over which I had overall control, the 529 program, we repaired it. We took it from 70% funded to more than 97% funded. That's the tuition account program, and people can click onto pa529.com, and they'll find a great nation-leading program there. And we've done very, very strong work where I'm the sole executive. Of course, the pensions are vastly more complicated. First of all, I'm on large boards. I'm one of 15 board members in one context and one of 11 in another. But even more importantly, all we get to shape on the boards is the investments. And I'm particularly proud of the investments we've been doing on behalf of the education pension funds, again, historically strong. But I'm worried because of the moves that have been made over the last 20 years now by the governors of both parties and by the legislature, too often failing to make the investments they needed to pay for benefits, including benefits for themselves. And there's been a bipartisan failure of leadership there.
And now your opponent in this race has been trying to paint a picture of you, Treasurer, that's a little too much Wall Street and not enough Main Street. Is that coloring a bit outside the lines for you?
Sure. Although, actually, I kind of welcome that particular criticism, you know, in that it allows me to highlight a strength that I think otherwise people might be too bored to listen to. You know, they might go, McCord sounds competent. You know, I'm going to vote for him. But you say, no, really, I actually have training. I didn't come from much, but I got scholarship money to go to Harvard. And then later I went to the Wharton School of Business, you know, where I was able to study finance at the University of Pennsylvania. These are world-class institutions. I was a job creator. I was a business leader. I got a lot of support from moderate Republicans over the years. I'm proud that I represent the Dwight Eisenhower wing of the Democratic Party, and people only listen that far. And then somebody says, well, you know, you're too Wall Street-like, and you must be backing up the truck for your friends in private equity. And I'm like, well, I'm glad you asked, because first of all, I never worked a day on Wall Street. I knowingly walked away from the financial opportunities in Wall Street just to work in Pennsylvania in finance. So I'm the home team guy defending Main Street. The jobs I created were always with small companies. But even more importantly, if you actually look at my behavior after I took office, I consistently voted for a huge reduction in the amount of money allocated to what are called alternative assets. And alternatives basically mean not stocks and bonds. So it can include real estate, it can include private equity, venture capital, and it can include hedge funds, depending on the conversation.
So what about a second term? If elected, what would the goals be?
Among other things, you want to continue to help serve seniors, particularly in these challenging economic times. It's just very tough out there, and you need somebody who's sophisticated, who's invested billions upon billions of dollars, who's not a career politician, who does have decades of experience in business and finance to protect the assets, in particular of senior citizens, and in particular of those who are investing in these college savings 529 programs. So we're helping with all of that to invest prudently, to market well. And we also continuously are improving the culture in a big wing of state government. And believe me, it takes a while to turn these cultures and to improve customer service, improve cash flow. We will continue to do that. We are definitely an innovate and investment-oriented shop at the McCord Treasury, and we're increasing efficiency at the same time that we're increasing returns to Pennsylvanians, and I want to continue to do that work.